Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show looks at the unusual westerns directed by William Wellman, the World War I flyer who became an Oscar-winning film director. I hope you enjoy the show. When is a Western not a Western? The answer to that is when it's directed by William A. Wellman. William A. Wellman, the man who in 1931 directed Public Enemy with James Cagney and Gene Harlow, Night Nurse with Barbara Stanwyck, and The Star Witness with Walter Houston. Three great films in one year. It was only a matter of time before Wellman turned his hand to the Western genre and came up with some gems. In 1932, he made The Conquerors with Richard Dix, an interesting film about the life of a banker in Nebraska, spanning 56 years of his life. It had high production values, being produced by David Selznick, and the music was by Max Steiner. In 1934, he co-directed Viva Villa, starring Wallace Beery. Edward G. Robinson and Paul Mooney had been considered for the lead role. This was a huge picture. The budget rose to $1 million, immense for that time. Director Howard Hawks was fired after an incident involving cast member Lee Tracy on a hotel balcony during a Mexican military parade. Tracy was arrested and Hawks refused to testify against him, so both were sacrificed to save the picture. Jack Conway was brought in as director and Wellman filled in until Conway arrived. It was the biggest grossing film of that year. Here's Johann Strauss's An Artist's Life, Opus 316. In 1935, Wellman made The Call of the Wild, adapted from Jack London's novel, starring Clark Gable and Loretta Young. Gable and Young had an affair during the shoot, which resulted in a love child. It would have destroyed Loretta Young's career at that time, so she pretended to adopt it. Music was by Alfred Newman, uncredited, but he had been uncredited for his scores since he began in 1930. This is the opening title's music. The following year came Robin Hood of El Dorado, with Warner Baxter playing Joaquin Murrieta, a famous bandit from the Californian Gold Rush days. Music was by Herbert Stothard. Then in 1937, Wellman won an Oscar for Best Story and Best Original Writing for A Star is Born, starring Janet Gaynor and Frederick March. In the next 10 years, Wellman made several groundbreaking Western classics. First came The Great Man's Lady in 1942, starring Barbara Stanwyck as a frontiers woman reminiscing about her life with co-star Joel McRae. From the end titles, this is Franz Schubert's Unfinished Symphony No. 8 in B major. In 1943, he made The Oxbow Incident, probably the darkest Western ever made. Dana Andrews and Anthony Quinn are taken with two others by a posse searching for a man's murderer. The posse acts as judge and jury, and the picture ends badly. Henry Fonda and Harry Morgan act as flies on the wall within the posse, not really taking part, observing the inhumanities taking place and commenting on them. It's a truly absorbing film and was nominated for Best Picture Oscar. This is the opening titles music by Cyril J. Mockridge. Then came Buffalo Bill with Joel McRae again, probably the least interesting of Wellman's westerns. Perhaps his desire to make it had something to do with the fact that his nickname in Hollywood was Wild Bill. In 1948, he made another corker, Yellow Sky, with Gregory Peck and Richard Widmark. A gang of outlaws arrive in a ghost town, populated only by a gold prospector and his daughter. The gang suspect he has gold, and they're right. The film is a tightly made classic with great black and white photography and great performances all round. It did really well at the box office and has a fabulous score by Alfred Newman, opening with this. Across the Wide Missouri in 1951 was not a happy experience for Wellman. He had trouble pleasing the producers over the finished edit, and he disowned the film after it had been changed. Ricardo Montalban was thrown from a horse and spent the rest of his life suffering from his injuries. A stuntman suffered a broken neck. Clark Gable starred, and the film's budget was over $5 million, but it didn't do well. Gable plays a beaver trapper in the 1830s who marries an Indian, and the film shows the white man's greed at that time. This is the title song, sung here by Ray Price.
My true love stands across the river, far across the rolling river, on the bank I hear her calling. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Far across deceive you. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. For 7 years I've been a rover far across the rolling river. I'll return and be your lover. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri.
The same year, Wellman made probably his finest Western, West with the Women, with Robert Taylor, adapted from a story by Frank Capra. It tells the story of a group of women who brave the journey from Chicago to California as promised brides for the men working there. Robert Taylor has the job of delivering them and sees them transformed from a bunch of tenderfoots into trail-hardened cowgirls. There are many touching moments, plus some humour along the way. Music was by Jeff Alexander, and here's the closing song, To the West. In 1954, Wellman made The Curious Track of the Cat, based on the novel by Walter Van Tilburg, who'd written The Oxbow Incident. It's been described as a psychological western, although most of the action takes place inside the farmhouse of a dysfunctional family. Robert Mitchum stars as the bullying middle brother, but the screenplay has him absent for most of the film, tracking a black panther that has been feeding on their cattle. The rest of his siblings play out their emotions at the farm with his parents. The script is very slow and melodramatic, and one gets the feeling it would work better on the pages of a novel. Wellman filmed it in colour, although most of the outdoor footage is monochromatic snowscapes. It has a brooding darkness to it, but I think it would have improved with footage of the real star, the Black Panther, who was missing throughout. Roy Webb wrote a stirring score, and here's the opening credits music. Wellman made one more Western, Goodbye My Lady, in 1956, starring Walter Brennan and Brandon DeWilde as a man and boy brought together by their love of a dog in Mississippi. If you managed to see all or any of these films, I think you'll agree that no other director has made such an interesting collection of unusual Westerns. Wellman was an ambitious, talented director and relished a challenge. He went against type with most of these, and it's a shame he didn't get recognition for them. I'll leave you with music from his most famous picture, A Star Is Born.